again, I'm neutral on this. If you want, if the people out there want it, go get it. I mean, you can have Perdido Key Drive, you can have Bower Road, that makes my job easier. Are you guys gonna take the roads?
Again, that's not for me to decide, that would be.
But personally, I think it is. I mean,
you're running the whole deal.
You're asking them to set up something up, and we're gonna say, we're gonna set up this entity, but we're not gonna know what we do until we set it up. I mean, like that is, I believe it is your job to establish what you guys are gonna be doing and how you're gonna be doing it.
It's my job to do the research to help pull together the feasibility study.
Okay, well then,
as the town.
Then we need to be talking with the person who is going to be who's going to be setting it up.
And then,
Steve, can I ask you a very, very basic question? So, I mean, the gist of this and is really, I mean, you feel like you've got a large number of people that they want to pay more tax for more service.
So to say there's no new taxes, I think one of the first things...
I never said no new taxes. But
so it was a conversation yesterday about the move to incorporate Perdido, what people are calling Perdido City. Steve Brentro was the voice there that you don't maybe recognize as easily as the county commissioners, Jeff Bergas, Stephen Berry, and Robert Bender. Fairly critical of the move, a lot of questions that maybe have gone unanswered. Joining us now, we have State Representative Alex Andrade. He is the state representative for basically the southern half of Scambia and Santa Rosa County. That's not quite right, but, you know, something along that line. And it would be his district, so it would be up to him to file the bill that would make this vote be possible. Alex, welcome back to the Pensacola Morning News, sir.
Hey, good morning, guys. Let me just say, Candy, no!
I'll miss you, Alex, most of all.
Everybody loves Candy, is sad about this. We also love Jake. I know. It just is sometimes, you know? But we are glad we had her for the time we did.
Oh, same.
Yeah.
Alex, you can come over whenever.
So Alex, you have some concerns about this move, and obviously it'll be up to you to file the bill in the House anyway. So tell me what you're thinking about this thing.
Well, yeah, so a legislator's role in the question of incorporation really is a limited one. It's just a matter of, working a local bill, a special act through the legislative process to allow it to be on the ballot for the people in that area to vote on. Like, I'm not making the decision about whether or not an area would become incorporated. The concerns I have with this one specifically is it's been sold since the beginning as this, they've been calling it government light, where it's, you know, we're not going to create this whole new level of government. We're going to contract it out. And when they, you know, approached me last year and told me they were going to pursue this, I just said, okay, like, I'll remain ambivalent. You know, I don't think it's my place to, you know, decide that voters, you know, that I know better than the voters in that area. But I said, you got to be transparent and open about the possibility of raising taxes. And you know, you gotta, if you're not going to be the one providing the services, you gotta make sure there's some indication at least that the people that you expect to be providing those services are willing to do so. Cause once you incorporate, there's nothing requiring the county to provide the same services the county's providing right now to that area.
And have they, to your mind, fulfilled those obligations or check marks or responsibilities?
And that's where the issue comes in is frankly, no. I mean, I like Steve Brentro. I think he's honest and sincere. But the fact that, you know, this move would come with an increase in taxes for the people in that area really hasn't been sold, and it's not been clearly explained. And also, there's been no work yet on actually talking with the county, the one that will provide most of the services. I believe that the folks, you know, advocating for this got an indication from Sheriff Simmons that he'd continue to provide it, but that doesn't mean that Sheriff Simmons will have the money for it. So who will be contracting with Sheriff Simmons to provide those services? There's nothing requiring the county to continue providing the same funds to the Sheriff's Department to provide services for that area even. So there's a lot of things that have yet to be hashed out. And so, you know, yeah, I'm in a position now where, you know, philosophically, I don't believe it's my place to say I know better than the voters in that community, but I'm also concerned about how this is being sold and how it's going to be sold, you know, if it goes on the ballot for next November.
Yeah, it's I feel the tension, you know, in you, because you want to let people decide for themselves, but if you don't feel like the deal being made available is, you know, a legitimate one, so to speak, or is, you know, a clear one, it's sort of like we have rules for who can, you know, contractor competency, for who can build houses, because, you know, just because you want to buy a house from a dude doesn't mean that dude knows how to build a house. And, you know, there's all kinds of cases like that. Just because you want to buy doctor services from somebody doesn't mean that that person knows how to provide them. And, you know, so there are times when the government says, you know, I'm not going to give you the choice to do this thing, even though normally I would want to, because the thing is not well-formed enough. And I know you're kind of torn between those two parts. Just to be clear, the county would still get all of its money, all of its six mills. They would just no longer be obligated to provide services for free that they had been or they are currently obligated to provide, right? That's one of the real holdups here.
Yeah, and there's an MSTU for the Sheriff's Department for law enforcement that gets levied on these folks.
But that doesn't cover the cost of the Sheriff's Department entirely. Not even close, right? Right.
No. I think my rough estimate, and it could be way off, but my rough estimate is that only covers about 10% of the Sheriff's Department budget. So, you know, from my perspective, yeah, why wouldn't the county just take the 90% and say, you know, good luck, keep
right.
the MSTU money.
Right.
You know, so there are a lot of questions to be hashed out, and I don't think the county's obligated to provide a discount to the city to provide the same services. So I think at this point it's a non-starter that this whole proposal can go forward without raising taxes. Like, this whole proposal will have to raise taxes if it passes.
And they may not be millage taxes, but they're going to be fees or taxes from somewhere is the point. And that's the part that maybe hasn't been. I'm with you. I like Steve. I think he's a very honest, decent, intelligent person. But I'm also concerned that the message about that hasn't been as clear. And the message about what exactly they're going to do in exchange for the increase in taxes, that's also not been as clear to me. We're talking to Alex Andrade. Hang on for just a second. Alex Candy's got traffic on the fives.
We got a report that Florida Highway Patrol heading south on 87 with lights and sirens just past Hickory Hammock Road, so they may be responding to an accident there. And then the traffic light at New Warrington and Jackson still flashing red and yellow. Certainly, if you know different or you have traffic to report, text 437-1620, News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
Thanks so much, Candy. Back to Alex Andrade, our state representative for District 2. We'll look forward to the legislative delegation meeting next Thursday to talk about this stuff in Escambia County. Santa Rosa's on Tuesday. Of course, you're involved in both. You've filed the Ticketmaster bill. We're working still on the panhandling bill. Is that about right where we stand?
Yeah, the panhandling bill, I'm working with several different stakeholders now, and I think, you know, it's going to have some very strong support, so I'm excited to get that one filed when it comes back from bill drafting. And, you know, yeah, I have the Ticketmaster bill filed, and then I have the charter school bill filed.
Oh, that's right,
and
the charter school, too. Mm-hmm.
I anticipate the panhandling one coming pretty soon, and then a few others.
Outstanding. One thing that doesn't have anything to do with your role as a state representative, you are also city attorney for Milton, unrelated, and a private practice attorney as well. And you were the attorney of record for Commissioner Kerry Smith in Santa Rosa County in his defamation lawsuit based on this mailer that went out in the election year, tying him to charges related to violence and other matters. And on the front of the mailer had references to like Cassie Carley and some things like this. This has just recently been settled. At least phase one has been settled. Tell folks what happened here.
Yeah. So before the election in August last year, some mailers came out claiming that Kerry Smith had been found guilty multiple times of domestic violence and found guilty of violating probation violating an injunction or something. You know, it's very easily fact checked that those claims are false. You know, and it's also really egregious that, you know, these mailers did have on one side headlines referencing Cassie Carley, and you know, Cassie's father received one of these mailers in his mailbox. I mean, it was such an egregious and abusive, attack on, you know, someone running for office, that, you know, it was definitely a meritorious, you know, defamation suit to be brought. And as part of the settlement against the guy, Mark Zubley, that, you know, designed and worked on getting the mailers, you know, sent out to Santa Rosa residents. Mr. Zubley had to disclose who was behind the mailer, who funded the mailer, and also, pay a pay a settlement amount of $50,000. So now we know that there was a a developer, Mr. Edwin Henry, who was the one that paid for these mailers, and a gentleman named Chip Case that helped kind of broker the deal and supervise, you know, all the activity going towards mailing it out. So, you know, working with Commissioner Smith isn't over, obviously, but this first phase did, you know, obviously yielded that information and also yielded a settlement for Mr. Smith to start trying to make that right. I mean, there's a reason good people don't run for office, and it's because of, you know, Bush League amateur stuff like this.
And one of the things, just to make clear, people who maybe haven't followed all the backstory here, but, you know, Ed Henry has been one of these people who has been very adamantly against impact fees in Santa Rosa County, and Kerry Smith campaigned on impact fees. And so, you know, it seems likely to imagine that that was one of the primary motivations for going after him in this way. And then, you know, as you say, you know, you've settled the first phase of the lawsuit, and I'm assuming that we're in the consideration phase for whether to continue to press charges against the original instigators of the mailer. Is that right? Or press a case against?
I just got a few things with Commissioner Smith, and then we'll take up that question pretty soon.
Very good. Well, I certainly, the part of this I particularly appreciate is the protecting of people from highly inappropriate political, you know, defamations, which does, in fact, keep good people from running for office. So I appreciate that work. Last thing, you and I are going to kick balls tomorrow.
Well, you might be kicking balls, but I'm going to be kicking a lot of grass tomorrow, Andy.
All right.
So I'm excited. You know, Team B, I wouldn't say I'm athletic at the moment. You know, it's not a dad bod. It's a father figure that I'm rocking right now. But
nice. Freshly minted.
I am very competitive when it comes to my frivolous sports. So I'm excited for tomorrow, and hopefully I can win 2 years in a row.
You had to. Okay, fair enough. All right, fair enough. So he's on B team with Jared and half the county commission. I'm on the A team with the other half of the county commission. There's a lot of people on both sides. It's going to be at Wahoo Stadium. We start kicking at 9. There's kind of warm-ups and stuff before that around 8. But it's going to be a really good time for the Sheriff's Foundation tomorrow. I'm looking forward to it. And looking forward to playing against one of my good friends, Alex Andrade, our state representative for District 2. Alex, as always, thank you for the time. We'll see you tomorrow, and we'll talk to you again soon.
Thanks, guys.